This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While the world marks a year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Ukraine said its forces had repelled Russian assaults along the length of the front line Thursday as President Volodymyr Zelensky, or should say Vladimir Putin, empty-handed after a bloody winter offensive talked up Russia's nuclear arsenal. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Western officials said Russia had planned an offensive to capture new territory ahead of the anniversary to give President Vladimir Putin a victory to announce. Moscow's forces have made progress trying to encircle Bakhmut, but have taken heavy losses. Meanwhile, Putin announced plans on Thursday to boost Russia's nuclear arsenal after suspending participation in the START nuclear arms treaty this week. Russia still holds nearly a fifth of Ukraine, despite losing territory in major battlefield setbacks in what it calls its special military operation.
The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually on Friday with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and announce new sanctions against those aiding Russia's war efforts. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The same group came together and imposed sanctions on Russia last year, just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Thursday that the leaders on Friday will discuss how to continue supporting Ukraine and how to increase pressure on Russia to end its aggression. Jean-Pierre said the new sanctions will include Russian banks, technology, and defense sectors, and will impact both people and companies involved in the conflict. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And China has called for a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia and the opening of peace talks as part of a 12-point proposal to end the conflict. The plan issued Friday morning by the foreign ministry also urges the end of Western sanctions imposed on Russia, measures to ensure nuclear facilities, establishments of humanitarian corridors, and more. This is VOA News. The Australian newspaper is reporting the nation's main domestic spy agency has quietly expelled a Russian spy ring from the country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Australian Security Intelligence Organization revealed earlier this week that it had detected and disrupted a major spy network, but did not name the country responsible. The Sydney Morning Herald reports it was Russia. Citing unnamed sources with knowledge of the operation, the newspaper says the spy ring comprised purported embassy and consular staff, as well as other operatives using deep cover identities. It reports the spies were forced out of Australia over the past 6 months, with their visas canceled or simply not renewed. I'm Ben Thomas.
A new poll says that just 40% of U.S. adults have approved of how U.S. President Joe Biden is handling the relations with China, and a majority of them are anxious about Beijing's global influence. The findings in a survey by the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research come as the White House is seeing its agenda increasingly shaped by global rivalries. Russia has launched a rescue ship to the International Space Station for two cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut because of a leak in the Soyuz capital, or I should say capsule. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
The rescue ship was launched after the original ride home sprang a dangerous leak while parked at the space station. The new empty Soyuz capsule should arrive at the orbiting lab on Sunday. The capsule leak in December was blamed on a micrometeorite that punctured an external radiator, draining it of coolant. The same thing appeared to happen again earlier this month, this time on a docked Russian cargo ship. The Russian Space Agency delayed the launch of the replacement Soyuz for inspections until Friday's pre-dawn launch from Kazakhstan. The capsule has bundles of supplies strapped into three seats. I'm Norman Hall.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump and his lawyers in Georgia are now criticizing a Fulton County investigation into potential illegal election meddling after the poor foreperson of the special grand jury helping the probe went public. Trump attorneys Drew Feindling and Jennifer Little say they kept quiet until now out of respect for the process, but they tell the Associated Press that comments by special grand jury foreperson Emily Kors in media interviews seem to implicate Trump. And they insist he has broken no laws. Kors has not publicly named Trump in response to questions about unidentified people the grand jury recommended for possible indictment. Trump himself has denounced the investigation as a witch hunt. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.